As we call forward the deacons and prepare our hearts for the Lord's Supper, I'm going to read to you a couple of verses of Scripture from the writings of the Apostle Paul. Paul says, beginning in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 23, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.' For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Sometimes being the recipient of grace, which means unmerited favor, causes us to sort of forget that what gave us this grace to begin with. It comes to us free, so it's easy to sort of lose sight of the price that was paid by Jesus Christ, the second member of the Trinity. The reality of the situation is salvation is free to me, it's free to you, it's free to anybody that would receive it as a gift. But it was not free to Jesus. Jesus paid a tremendous price to give us what we have today in terms of salvation. He stepped into the line of fire and in his body absorbed the wrath of a holy God in our place. His blood was spilled. And because that blood was spilled, all of our sins, when we're in Christ, are made as white as snow. Free to us, but it wasn't free to him. And so that we would never lose sight of what he did for us, the Lord commanded us in the upper room concerning his church to regularly partake of the Lord's table so we would tangibly think about his body and tangibly think about his blood. The bread represents his body, which absorbed the wrath of a holy God in our place, and the cup represents his blood, which was spilled on our behalf. These elements don't save anybody. Only God can save. And only fulfilling God's condition does a person become saved. That condition is trusting in Christ and Christ alone for salvation. So these elements really have no magic power in and of themselves, but they are pictorial, tangible reminders that salvation is free to us, but it wasn't free to Jesus. And we leave this type of environment with an attitude of gratitude. All of this is designed to heighten the worship experience of the Christian as we reflect in a very practical way on the greatness of the salvation that we have. You do not need to be a member of Sugarland Bible Church to participate at this table. All we ask is that you are a Christian, meaning you have trusted and are trusting in what Jesus has done for you on the cross 2,000 years ago. And so with those thoughts in mind, we will distribute the bread. Thank you. And remembering the body of our sacrificed Savior, shall we eat together? The book of Hebrews, chapter 9 and verse 22, says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. I guess God could have just pretended like sin didn't exist in the human race. But if he had done that, he would have ignored his nature, which is completely upright and just and demands that sin be punished. But at the same time, God is a God of love who loved us too much to see us fall into punishment. And so what he did is he punished his own son in our place. What happened 2,000 years ago outside of the city gates of Jerusalem is one member of the Trinity, God the Father, poured out his wrath on another member of the Trinity, God the Son, so that wrath would not be poured out on us if we fulfill the condition that God has laid out for us, which is to trust in what Jesus has done for us on the cross 2,000 years ago. Had that blood not have been shed, the holy character of God could have never been satisfied, and we would still be under the judgment and the condemnation of God because of our sin. But praise the Lord for the precious blood of Jesus Christ, which changed or altered our predicament. And so these are the things we're to be contemplating, thinking about when we take the cup together, representing or symbolizing his blood. So at this time, we will distribute the cup. And remembering the blood of the sacrificed Savior, shall we drink together? Shall we pray? Father, we will never get tired of this message. It will never grow old because of what was done as a gift to us, and we praise you for that. We pray, Father, also that if there's anybody here today that is unclear in terms of their relationship with you through Christ, that today would be the day of salvation for them as the invitation is given at the conclusion of the service. We pray that your Spirit will be at work, convicting the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment, so that we may be made right with you through what you've done for us by way of faith. We'll be careful to give you all the praise and the glory. We ask these things in Jesus' name, and God's people said, amen.